The threat comes from Iraq. It arises directly from the Iraqi regime's own actions, its history of aggression, and its drive toward an arsenal of terror. It possesses and produces chemical and biological weapons. It is seeking nuclear weapons. As a former chief weapons inspector of the UN has said,
never been about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. It's always been about regime removal, getting rid of Saddam Hussein, because neoconservatives who populate the Bush administration have invested a tremendous amount of political capital into that. They have boxed themselves into a rhetorical corner, demonizing Saddam Hussein to the point that they have given themselves no ability to maneuver. They have to remove Saddam, and having invested so much political capital, they will suffer if they don't. And frankly speaking, because the Bush administration is not honest in regards to the disarming of Iraq, because they have put regime removal ahead of disarming Iraq, we must question their motives for what they're trying to do.
While there are many dangers in the world, the threat from Iraq stands alone because it gathers the most serious dangers of our age in one place.
They will clear the way for immediate action. They will predetermine the outcome, which will, of course, be regime removal, by stacking the deck against weapons inspections. And then the danger is they will manipulate the inspections in such a manner that they will provoke a crisis, and then they already have this automatic trigger in place against Saddam. That's now how it works.
Iraq's weapons of mass destruction are controlled by a murderous tyrant. The entire world has witnessed Iraq's 11-year history of defiance, deception, and bad faith. It has given shelter and support to terrorism and practices terror against its own people.
Fear of the unknown preys upon ignorance. Since September 11th, the American public has been susceptible to the politics of fear, the politics of the ignorant, and have been, you know, able to be readily convinced by speculative rhetoric that Iraq poses a threat worthy of war. And the Bush administration has capitalized upon this.
Is it the responsibility of free people to do something, to take steps to deal with such a threat before such an attack occurs?
Yes, Mr. Rumsfeld, I think we need weapons inspections, not war. Why is it stopping the inspections?
Inspections!
No, I think we need weapons inspections, not war.